Chapter 12. What next, you idiom? Cliché. Verb particle and verb preposition. Metaphor. Come and go. Freeze. Day 56. A thorny issue.
You know, this language of ours sometimes lets us say crazy things.
Crazy things, huh, Patrick?
Yeah, like there's the expression, look before you leap, which I guess means you should be a little careful, but...
What's crazy about that?
No, let me finish. I've also heard people say, he who hesitates is lost. Don't the two sound a little contradictory?
Yes, I see what you're getting at. An expression like these, by the way, is often called a cliché.
Never heard that term before. What does it mean?
Well, it's not very easy to define. Bit of a thorny issue. Actually, it's the past participle of the French verb cliché, which means to stereotype.
Oh, that's so helpful, Marta.
Sorry about that. Think of a cliché as an overused or hackneyed expression, like, say, pie in the sky, flavor of the month, spill the beans, food for thought, manna from heaven, eat like a horse.
Are they all about food and eating?
No, just a coincidence. But take it from me, we use them all the time, hackneyed or not. So do you, though you don't realize it. That's straight from the shoulder.
You're putting me on, Marta. Are you sure it's not just a figment of your imagination?
Oh, no. Of course, my little brother thinks I'm getting on in years, but far be it from me to give you a bum steer, if you get my drift.
I guess there's method in your madness. But about those contradictory clichés, is there more to them than meets the eye?
Oh, yes. Hold on now. Let me put on my thinking cap. Okay, how about lay your cards on the table versus hold them close to your vest?
No comment.
Then what about paddle your own canoe, but two heads are better than one?
A bit hit or miss, don't you think?
Oh, you drive a hard bargain. All right, here's another. An eye for an eye, but turn the other cheek.
Body parts. Just for the record, can you come up with any more like that?
Well, fasten your seatbelt and here we go. Keep your ear to the ground, your nose to the grindstone, your eye on the prize, your hand on the throttle, a finger in every pie, a foot in the door, and your head and shoulders above the rest, with a leg up all the while.
Bravo, Marta! But maybe enough is enough?